This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Orkin. October is Foster Families Month, and Foster Families Newfoundland Labrador is once again putting out the call for foster homes as the number of those coming forward continues to drop. Executive Director Kelly Cutter admits while conditions have improved, some things have stayed the same.
In some ways it's stayed the same, in other ways it's evolved. We no longer have a situation where kids are in hotels with social workers. That tends to be rare. However, we certainly still do have a shortage of foster homes. And typically what happens now, if a child enters foster care and there's no home available, that child may be placed short-term into what the government would call a emergency placement. In other words, a group home.
Hutter says it's not a family-based environment and the child would be placed in a group home with their rotational staff that are coming and going on a 12-hour shift. As well, she says they could be placed with any number of children already in the group home, and while it's not ideal, it's reality.
Instead of hotels, we now have kids who are going into group homes if no foster home is there, which I guess some could argue may be an improvement. In my opinion, it's not. We know that children do best in family-based environments where there's consistent caregiving. So we're, really advocating and asking more people to come forward to consider fostering, because we certainly do need more homes, because we don't want to see children ending up in stacked arrangements.
Hutter says anyone at least 25 years or older can foster, but they must have a safe, comfortable home or apartment with an empty bedroom to accommodate the child. There are currently 550 foster families in this province, and Hutter says that number has dropped over the years since the COVID pandemic. There are also over 900 children in the foster care system. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Orkin, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.